Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Podcast where I shoot the shoot. It's definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard. Material girl.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the... Am I even on the screen? Yeah, I am, dude. Let me man spread real quick. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. This is episode 237, dude. We're back, dude. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy fucking New Year, man. We are in it, bro. Where is the... I need a cheering crowd stat. We made it. We made it to another year, dude. We fucking made it, bro. And it's awesome. It's 2024. It's pretty lit so far. Yeah, dude, thanks for tuning back in. We ended the year, dude. I kept saying this, man. I kept saying it, dude. I said, this podcast, we're going to get out of the flop era. We're going to get out of it, okay? Because the last couple months, dude, every podcast episode, and so I feel like a fucking loser complaining about this, but because I do appreciate all the support on the podcast, like, regardless, but it was a W if we got like a 6 of 10 upload. Like, it was most upload was like a 10 of 10, just flopping like crazy. But the last episode we did, 1 of 10, bro. 1 of 10. So it feels friggin' good, dude. What does that sound? Oh, right. I've missed this thing so much, man. Do we have the... Where's my Pitbull thing? Where did I put the pit?
Life is not a waste of time, and time is not a waste of life. So let's stop wasting time, get wasted, and have the time of our lives.
Hell yeah, Pitbull. That's what I said to everybody in my life when I had that 1 of 10 podcast. So we're back, dude. 237. Got a lot to talk about. We're hopping over to the bonus episode after this also. So if you're done listening to this episode and you want some more Very Really Good, go check out the Patreon. Check out the description or go to patreon.com/very really good. Dude, I got some shows coming up too. Sorry, I got to do some quick promo shit. I got some shows coming up. All new material, man. All new shit. Working on the new hour. And I got a lot of stuff. So it's going to be fun. It'll be good. It'll be interesting. I'm excited. I'm excited with the new jokes. I'm going to be in... Let me just check my website here. I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona from February 2nd to the 4th. And then I will be in Louisville, Kentucky from March 28th to the 30th, and then I will be in Appleton, Wisconsin from April 11th to the 13th. So go get tickets, click the link in the description, or go to curtisconnor.com. One of the Appleton shows already sold out already, dude. It's fucking nuts. But that's it so far. Tickets are going quick, so don't sleep. Get tickets. Come see the new shit. It's going to be fun. Yeah, bro, I haven't done a comedy club stint in a while, so I'm excited to get back, you know, get back in the clubs, dude, where I can say whatever the hell I want, dude, where I can get away from, or I can finally get away from the woke mob, you know what I mean? Can't even say friggin' slurs anymore, dude. You can't say anything as a comedian anymore, man. But the clubs, that's where you can say it, dude. That was my impression of the Roguester, Joe Rogan. I think they should reboot Fear Factor, but one of the challenges is to sit through a whole episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. That'd be funny. And it's like Joe, he and Joe Rogan still host it too. And he sits there watching it with you and is like, check out this part. You got to watch this part. It's really funny. I say something really funny here. Jamie pulls up a really good clip here. It's really good. But yeah, man, I hope to see you at the shows. It's going to be a good time. So Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Hope you was safe. Hope it was good. I was going to complain about how people always say, like, be safe, okay? Be safe. Like, what makes it so New Year's where everything is more dangerous? I guess everyone gets fucked up. Never mind. I got there. I figured it out. Happy New Year's. It was me and my wife, Jenna, we went to New York City for New Year's. New Year City. Is what we called it, and it was fun, dude. We went to this party, went to this like fucking. It was cool. It was like this. It was in the upper floor of this building. It was like two floors: the top floor and then like the rooftop balcony. It was pretty fire, dude. It was really fun. We had a good time. We danced. But the shitty thing about this party was like there was hella people, like so many people. And the bar, it wasn't an open bar, so it just took longer. And you'd assume it'd be, but like, you know, it wasn't an open bar, so people had to like spend more time like paying for drinks and shit. You know, like, yo, bro, can I try this card? Oh, that one didn't work. All right, cool. Let me. Can I use Apple Pay on my phone? And they're like, I guess. And it's like, oh, dude, sorry, I forgot my passcode. It just takes like forever. So me and Jenna, we were waiting, dude. We waited a half hour to just get drinks. And it was frustrating because all Jenna wanted was champagne and all I wanted was beer. And that's so fucking quick, dude. It's so fast. You go fucking, and on the beer, you go, and then you go, here you go, Curtis. And I go, thank you. One more, please. Okay. It's easy. It's fucking so fast, dude. But the party was at like this hoity-toity fucking thing. All right, people had like there were a lot of rich people there. Okay, so they were and like rich people fucking suck. Like they fucking suck. Like people who were like rich, you know, and who like grew up rich and they've always been rich. They fucking suck and are so annoying. There's a few rare exceptions, but most of the time people who are really rich just fucking suck and they don't know how to be normal in public. Cuz these two guys they're in front of us also waiting, and like me and Jen are complaining to each other, which is, you know, but they're like, can you believe this? What the hell is going on? This guy just going to get my drink. Like they're freaking out the whole time, loudly freaking out, making it everybody else's problem. And it's like, yeah, dude, we're all waiting for drinks. It's fine. And then when the bartender finally gets to these two fucking guys, also, yo, both wearing suits, relax. Okay? It's 11:30 p.m. It's New Year's. You're wearing a suit. Okay, dude, relax. You need to fucking dress. You got to dress for the year you want, not the year you have, you know? Relax, dude. You got a fucking party. Loosen up. Okay. So these two guys in suits were yelling and being so annoying. This fucking guy gets to the bar and he goes, yeah, bro. He says, yeah, bro. Can I get four espresso martinis? You fucking dumbass. You're such a pussy for that, dude. Imagine being like, first off, you're like, over 6 feet, sit down, okay? Anybody over 6 feet, we get it, dude. We fucking sit down, dude. We can all see you. Okay, cool. We get it. It's you're fucking obnoxious. Okay, sit down, find a chair, and be like the rest of us. Okay. And then to order 4 espresso martinis, which is the most annoying drink to make. Even if you're at a bar, even if you're at a bar with like nobody in it, if you're the only person in a whole bar to order espresso martini and it's not busy at all, even the bartender's gonna be like, oh my God, seriously? Are you fucking serious, dude? But like having 100 people there waiting to, dude, that's wild. That's the thing about rich people, man. They don't fucking think about other people who are behind them, who have been waiting for a while also. It's just like, dude, get a beer. Get a beer and fuck off, okay? Get a beer and like a shot or something, dude. But he asked for 4 espresso martinis, but as shots. And then after that, they all ordered like old fashions and Manhattans. Dude, you all suck. Everybody sucks, man. Not to be like an elitist or anything, but like I'm like, God, fuck. I'm so much better than those people. You know what I mean? Because I order beer like a regular person at a bar, dude.
Yeah, dude, can you get 4 espresso martinis as shots though, not as martinis, even though I said martinis, but I have them as shots, which I didn't know was a real thing, but good thing that you do, because you're a bartender and it's crazy that you're not punching us in the face right now because of what we just asked you. And oh yeah, also 3 more annoying drinks right after that. I was really upset. But got my 2 beers, fucking sculled one, and then we had a good night, man. It's really that simple. Yeah, fuck, dude, it was so annoying. Like, just fucking sit down, get a beer, and hang out, you know? I just think the world would be so much better if everybody was exactly like me, right? That can't happen. That simply can't happen. But nah, man, happy New Year's. It was fun. It was a good time. I got a feeling that 2024 is going to be lit. A litty. 2024 is going to be litty. What are the Black Eyed Peas are up to, dude? What are they up to? They ever take any black-eyed poos? This podcast is never going to get better. It's staying shitty. I don't care. No, man, I'm kidding. We got some changes coming to the podcast. Well, not really, but a little bit. Improvements, okay? And I'm trying to get more guests this year, okay? So comment below who you want as a guest. Also, I was thinking the other day also about Black Eyed Peas. I was thinking about them because I had I think I saw a TikTok of Where Is the Love. And I was like, when I first heard that song, I was like, damn, that's actually true. Like, where is the love? Where is that? Right? And the lyrics still hold up, you know? People killing, people dying. It still happens, man. People die every day and it should stop. You think by now we'd have a cure to that, you know? Children hurt, I hear them crying. But I don't do anything about it. I just fucking walk right by. Yeah, where is the love, man? It's crazy. Here's why I was thinking about that. Because Where Is the Love came out in, like, I think 2003, 2004 or something. And they're like, where is the love? We got to start loving each other, man. We got to start, you know, sharing love for each other. We got to start, you know, caring for one another, being inclusive. And then like 2 months later, they came out with a single for their song, Let's Get R-Worded. Yeah. Where is the love? Good question, Black Eyed Peas, because it's clearly not coming from you guys. Holy shit, dude. I mean, it's a different time, I guess. You know, people... people use that word pretty willy-nilly back then, but still, it's just crazy that that was their like next single. Where's the love? Let's get, you know? And they had to, obviously they had to change it to Let's Get It Started. And it's crazy that it took like that long. Like no one in the studio was like, what if we just said Let's Get It Started instead of the other word? And they're like, nah, man, where's the love? I'm not getting any love from you when you tell me you want to change the lyrics of this song. Where's the love, dude? Yeah, it's pretty crazy for them to do that. But hey, man, that was 2003 for you. It's crazy that people listen to this podcast that there are people who listen to this podcast, period. But it's crazy that there's people who listen to this podcast that were born in 2003, dude. That's weird. And how old are you, 20? That's even weirder. Whoa, that's fucked. People born in 2003 are 20. Probably some of them are probably fucking 21 now. Because it's fucking January of 2024. Damn, that's fucked. How long have I been talking? Has this been an hour already? It seems like it's been an hour. I've been yapping for fucking 15 minutes already, dude. Okay, holy shit. I guess let's get into this fucking shit. Oh, okay, sorry. One more thing. Sorry. 2024, change to this podcast. I want to revamp the advice segment, okay? I started off doing it pretty regularly, the advice segment. People could send their advice to veryreallygood@gmail.com. But as the years went on, most of the advice that people sent me was like, and I'm just trying to choose my words carefully, but the advice that people were sending me, they should be saying that to like a therapist, like a professional, because there are things that I just don't know how to navigate, and as the years go on, I'm realizing like I don't feel comfortable with people basing a huge life decision on what I said, because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never known, I've never claimed to know, but so I want to revamp it, okay? So if you send in an advice question, I want it to be strictly silly goose times, okay? I want it to be, if you got like a weird, like funny situation you've been in and you need advice, or like a crazy, like maybe like a debate between friends that you need someone to weigh in on that's kind of silly, you know? Like I remember one of the first advice segments we did was someone said that their roommate had too many spiders. That's fucking funny. That's like super funny. So more shit like that. Okay. Cause I got one today that kind of resembles what I'm thinking of for the advice segment going forward. Okay. They said, hey Curtis, I'm in school and my book bag is way too heavy, but I don't have a locker. My back hurts all the time and it barely ever stops. I also have issues with my knees and my hips. So that just makes it worse. Do you have any advice? Okay. So that's hilarious, okay? That's a silly, harmless question that I don't feel bad about advising, okay? Because number one, first thought in my head, get a roller backpack, dude. Get one of those fucking suitcases, okay? Get a roller backpack, bring them back. Because I haven't seen too many of those these days. I haven't been to school in a while, but roller backpacks are really practical, okay? Also, if your book bag is way too heavy, I feel like maybe you could consolidate on some of the books, you know? Usually you don't get through a whole textbook in a semester, right? So you could just fucking rip out half the pages of each book, cut the weight in half. I mean, there's a 50-50 chance you're probably going to not have the pages you need for your homework, but I mean, you're taking a gamble already on your health with your back. So, you know, it's got to be you got to pick one, right? Um, Also, just take a picture of every single page in the textbook, put it into some fucking file or something, and then burn the book, all right? Cook some marshmallows on it, right? You got tons of options, but roller backpack, number one. That should be the... That's actually the answer to... I want that to be the answer to every question. It's like, I have too many hats. What do I do with all my hats? And I'm like, well, first of all, get a roller backpack. That's before you go any further, you should get a roller backpack. Oh, I got another canker sore coming in. Yes! Wahoo! Thank God. Oh, another nightmare of a week ahead of me. Thank God I didn't like comfortably chewing food anyway. Fuck. All right, let's get into some fucking topical shit, dude. First off, let's talk about this shit. So the last episode we talked about, the last episode of 2023, we talked about some really bad wedding vows. Okay, that seems to be like a reoccurring theme on the podcast. Talk about some bad wedding vows, but and you know, I made a video about you know, how grooms ruin weddings usually, and dude, even before the wedding starts, weird shit can happen, like weird ass stuff that's kind of a side eye, you know. So I found this proposal on TikTok, okay, and proposals, I feel like there's been like a weird, with like the internet, like public proposals have really fucking gone like fucking skyrocketed. And I feel like those are a nightmare. That's like a bad idea to do all the time. Like, it's never a good idea. Those fucking dudes at the New Year's party, they definitely do a public proposal. Because it's fucking psycho behavior, dude. Oh, she said, yes, bartender, 2 espresso martinis, please. And he's like, oh, fuck. But proposals, it's pretty easy, man. And because I've done one before, okay? All you got to do is be like, love you so much. I fucking, you know, whatever you want to say, right? Just speak from your heart. And then you get down on one knee and you go, will you marry me? It's fucking easy, man. You don't got to do all this theatrics, dude. You don't have to fucking do a handstand and like fart the ring out of your butt or something. You know, you don't have to fucking go, oh, what's that? What's that behind your ear?
It's a ring. It's a ring behind your ear.
She's like, is that my earring? She's ripping my earring. What the fuck? He's like, no, I'm proposing. You know, you don't have to do all these fucking, you don't need to hire a fighter jet to friggin' fly by and like parachute a guy out of there and then like drop the ring to you and the jets will spell out like your names. You don't have to be extra about it, okay? Same as gender reveals. Just go to the doctor and be like, what do we got? What are we having? And he goes, boy. And you go, okay, cool. You don't need to fucking fill a watermelon with a bunch of glitter and smash it, right? So proposal is the same. You don't got to be too crazy, but people go crazy with it. And this is probably the craziest one that I have seen. So this picture, it's a slideshow. And this girl has, she's showing her ring, right? She's showing the ring off with her new freshly painted nails in, I think they're a cow design, a cow nail design, like a cow print. And in the background, for those who are listening to the audio only, there's a guy with his hand around a cow. And on the side of the cow, in red spray paint, on the side of the cow, this guy spray painted a cow. And it says, marry me. On the cow, dude. Like, not even a question mark. It just says, marry me. You will marry me. Yeah, that's smart. If you flip the words around, instead of will you marry me, and you say you will marry me, you don't give them an option to say no. And that's how you get a wife every time. Dude, a cow that just says marry me, dude. Is the cow proposing? Because that's what I would assume. You walk in and he's like, honey, I got something to show you. You know, we've been together for a long time, you know. I remember the first day I met you was at the family reunion. And everybody told me you were my cousin, and that seemed just okay with me. So, you know, we've been together ever since. And I said I never wanted to get married. But come on in. I got something to show you in the cow zone. The cow zone. What do they call it on the farm? Where the cows hang out, the cow zone? Yeah, cow zone or the cow zone? Cow zone, okay. And he's like, come on, let me bring you to the cow zone. And then she sees the cow that says, marry me, spray painted on the side. And she's like, are you okay with this? And he's like, well, yeah, of course I'm okay with it. And she's like, wow. Starts making out with, no, never mind. Okay, she starts like, yeah. That's crazy, dude. It's like, I hope it's spray paint. I hope he didn't just like carve marry me into this cow and that's blood. No, it's spray paint. It's spray paint. And what, like, is this a cow that they're going to like eat after to celebrate? Or it's just like in the caption, dude. Don't settle for less, girls. Don't settle for less. All right? Get you a cow that can do both. That's crazy, man. Instead of popping champagne, they just fucking got down and start sucking on the cow's udders. I'm so happy. It's so gross. Some bartender's like, two espresso martinis, and they're like, no, thank you. We're covered. Sucking on a cow's udder, dude. That's disgusting. Sorry. I mean, look, they're happy. You know, they're happy with it. They can, you know, I'm sure they're both excited to fucking move on to the next chapter of their relationship.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Thank you. That was fucking stupid. Yeah, don't settle for less, girls. Get you a man that will fucking tag a cow. Do some fucking, get hire. Actually, you know what? A real man would have hired Banksy to do this shit. Put a Banksy on the side of a cow, dude. It's fucked up. Men are trash, dude. But apparently, I think I went to this girl's, so apparently, I've never been on live TV before. So I went on to this girl's fucking TikTok, and I think she works with cows. So she's like a cow. She's a cowgirl, right? Certified cowgirl. Yeah, so it's just like, it's her going around milking these fucking cows. Okay, yeah, she fucks with cows, like heavy. And that's her job. It's crazy, like, that's like if you're a that's like if you're fucking, like, if your wife was a dentist and then like you got home and then like to propose, they just like got grills that said like marry me. It's like, look, you love this shit. Actually, that'd be pretty sick. That'd be awesome. Right? Yeah, or what if, or like if you had like, if your wife was like a, I don't know, like a doctor or something. So when you, to propose like to your wife, you got like a really sick person and you just like spray painted on their head. Like fucking marry me. Like, wow, that's so nice. Don't settle for less, girls. Get you a man that will spray paint a sick guy. That's crazy, dude. Oh. I mean, look, I'm being a hater. Sorry. That's great. They're gonna have an awesome wedding. You know, they're gonna drink tons of milk, eat lots of cheese, you know, butter, right? It's gonna be lit. So I'm happy for them. But I am in, sorry for this one, but I'm in utter shock by the fucking spray paint, dude. And no question mark. Like, you have no choice. If I got home and there was a cow on my lawn, just like chilling, and it, on the side it was spray painted and it said like, I don't know, it's like rip, punch yourself in the balls. If on the side of a cow said punch yourself in the balls and it was just on my lawn, I'd be like, okay, no problem. I don't know who put this here or who did that, but I know when to adhere to an order. Okay? Put anything on a cow and that's, you know, and that's and that'll do it, right? Just find a cow and spray paint it like world peace, no more wars, you know, and we're good. Right? Where is the love, man? There it is right here. It's on this fucking cow. Spray paint a cow. Where is the love? Dude, that's insane. Literally. Because there's no shot. If you got home and there was a cow on your property and on the side of it, it said, you know, like, what's a crazy fucking thing that you would never do? Like, I don't know, like, literally, like, dive through a fucking, like, I don't know, dive through your front window instead of going through the door. I'd be like, okay, yeah, no problem. Text your dad, tell him you're gay, even though you're not. And you're like, okay, sure. I just don't want any more trouble. I don't want any more cows on my fucking lawn, okay? I'll do whatever you want. So there's a good lesson for you guys. If you want something fucking done in your life, if you want some real change to happen, spray paint a cow, dude. You should have a cow and spray paint it. Don't settle for less, girls. Oh man, crazy proposal, dude, but I love it. It's inventive for sure. Dude, my pit stains are out of control, dude. They're working overtime. Working overtime. You got a lot of things that you gotta do. Working overtime, yeah. Okay. Crazy. Let's change the subject really quick. Okay. This next video was fucking crazy, dude. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is podcast material, dude. This is pod worthy. Okay. Okay, let's read the article. Actually, no, let's watch the video first because we got an update. Fuck. Guess I'm burping. So this was a dude. This happened in a court in Las Vegas. Okay, not a basketball court. Sorry, should specify. It wasn't a badminton court or a tennis court or Courtney. It wasn't Courtney Cox or anything. This was this happened in a court of law in Vegas, which fucking of course, like, of course it did. Crazy shit probably happens in Vegas, but this guy was getting like sentenced. And this is what happened. Warning, graphic content. I hope I don't get demonetized. But I figure that, if I'm in a better... Hold on, let me see if I can get closed captions.
But I figure that, if I'm in a better place in my life, I'm not doing drugs, I'm not out there committing crimes now,
Okay, he says, I'm not out there doing drugs, I'm not out there committing crimes now. So, yeah, he's, like, saying, like, I'm in a better place now. I'm not doing any drugs. I'm on the straight and narrow. I'm on the up and up. And then, like fucking 2 seconds later. Yells some fucking obscenity at the judge. And then fucking dive tackles over the judge's desk and just starts wailing on her. Fucking insane video, dude. Crazy. And like, I don't really know what he was in. I don't know what he was being sentenced for. I don't know what crimes he was being charged with or whatever. I don't know the details. But whatever crime he did commit, I think he's guilty. That's just the vibes I'm getting. I think if you're going to dive tackle a judge, whatever crime you did commit, even if you didn't do it, you did it. Because it's pretty, I think only a criminal would do something like that. I saw a lot of TikToks of being like, POV, like, before you just got a sentence from a judge and you want to give them a hug or something, and that was that video. Dude, so crazy to take a leaping dive. Like, what did he think that was going to do? Dude, and this guy's face on the right? Whoa! Also, it took, like, I mean, props to everybody who was, like, just fucking punching him to get him off, but, like, took way too long for the bailiffs to get over there and, like, subdue him. Like, it took way too fucking long. It took, like, 20 seconds. What are you there for? Fucking crazy video. Solid tackle, though. I'll give him that. Solid tackle. Good form. Some NFL scout is watching this video like, oh, damn. We could use a guy like that on the squad. He gets a call in jail, and it's like, whenever you're out, to fucking in 20 years, it was only going to be like a 2-year sentence, but you fucked yourself like crazy by doing that. But whenever you're out in 20 years, you got a spot on the team. Crazy tackle, dude. Like, flew through the air, dude. Fucking wild. Okay, so we got an update, too. Man who leapt over bench to attack judge in viral video will face her again today. Rematch! Fucking ding, ding, ding! Rematch! Fight to the death. The Nevada defendant who went viral after video emerged of his violent courtroom attack of a... And I'm sorry for joking about this, but I think she's okay. Because she's facing her again. So she's chilling. Well, she's not chilling, but she's able to work still. The Nevada defendant who went viral after video emerged of his violent courtroom attack of a Las Vegas judge will face her in court again Monday to be sentenced to on his original charges. it's going to be tough for her to be unbiased. You know? It's going to be tough for her to look at this objectively because she got fucking tackled by this guy. And now also faces new charges of extortion, coercion with force, and battery on a protected person. Deborah Redden had just finished telling Judge Mary K. Halthus of the Clark County District Court that his violent past was behind him. I don't think so, man. Doesn't seem like it at all. My violent past is behind me, but my violent present, it's right here. It's ready to go. His violent past was behind him at a January 3rd hearing when she made it clear she still intended to sentence him to prison time on charges of attempted battery. As a court martial moved to handcuff Redden and take him into custody, he started shouting and ran toward the judge's bench, video shows, leaping over her desk and tackling her to the ground as others in the court screamed. The video shows Halthus falling against the courtroom's back wall as her clerk and several court and jail officers wrestled Redden off of her, with one marshal sustaining a dislocated shoulder and head injury that caused him to be hospitalized. Damn, dude. Halthus had minor injuries, was back at work the next day. So Redden, who was out of custody while awaiting sentencing, was re-jailed on $54,000 bail on charges stemming from the attack and then refused to appear in court Thursday to face the new charges. Monday will mark the first time Redden is back in court since the attack, and that's supposed to happen today. Dude, fucking crazy. I'm just gonna search Vegas tackle and see what Yeah, there's no update. Dude, fucking crazy. To tackle a judge is like, I mean, it takes a lot of balls. I'll give him that. It takes a lot of balls to do that. But like, dude, that's like the last person you should tackle. I would tackle myself before that. And it's like, you're just like, you're sewering yourself for any sort of like future bail or like good behavior, because that's bad behavior for sure. And I know the criminal justice system is extremely flawed, but you know, don't fucking tackle a judge, dude. That is wild. It'd be really funny if like, could you imagine if that happened and he misunderstood the judge or something? She was like, he's like, no, fuck, what the fuck, dude? I can't believe this. And he fucking tackles a judge, punching her and stuff. And she's like, I said you were free to go. And he's like, I thought you meant free to go to jail. Oh, gosh. This is awkward. I straight up thought you meant I was free to go to jail. I thought when you said you're a free man, I thought you were sending me to a facility called the Free Man Community Correction Facility. I was out of line. Okay, let me get you up. I'm sorry. I hope this doesn't change your opinion of me. I hope I'm still free to go. My bad. Look, my bad. I was out of line. Let's rewind. Sorry. Dude. Yeah, it's to do a jump tackle like that, I cannot believe. That's what the bartender should have done to those guys at the fucking New Year's party. He should have jump tackled over the bar and tackled them when the words espresso martini came out of their mouth. Maybe that's what happened. The judge was like, can I get an espresso martini? And he was a bartender and he was like, oh yeah, come on. We're busy. It's a busy night. It's Friday night. Fuck. Crazy video, dude. Don't tackle judges, okay? Unless a cow If I came home and a cow was on my lawn and it's spray painted, tackle a judge right now, I would do it. That's the only circumstance. I'd be like, okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Cow. I'll go do that. Truth or dairy. Go tackle a judge. Okay. What fucking time is it? How long have I been yapping for? 43? That's a good place to leave it off. We're at 40-something. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This was a very fun one. I had a good time. Hope you guys had a good time as well. If you want more podcasts, go check out the very, really good Patreon. Shout out to everybody, all the new people over there. We had a lot come over from the last episode, so I appreciate that. And we do bonus episodes all the fucking time. There's like fucking tons of them over there that you get access to immediately. And it's more chill over there. Get a little more personal. I don't know. It's whatever. It's fucking stupid. But thank you so much for the support. Seriously, can't wait for another great year of bullshit and farting around and having a good laugh with your mates. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. And I'll see some of you over on the bonus episode. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.